Okay. So maybe you'll help us out. We're having a very interesting discussion so far this morning. We're discussing the subject of Hezek She'ein Nikar. When you have a damage, but the damage is not a damage that you can actually see, but rather it's a Hezek She'ein Nikar, not a noticeable damage. So we had a big machloikis we learned this morning, a machloikis in the Gemara here, Masechtas Gittin. If Hezek She'ein Nikar, Shmei Hezek, or Loi Shmei Hezek. We already heard a Gevaldig Svara from the judge shared with us a beautiful concept. I really enjoyed it. He said that the concept of why you're here is a Gevaldig Svara. We may prove it wrong soon, but let's first talk about the Svara is. He says that Hezek She'ein Nikar is, what's the svara why it should be pata and not chayiv? The answer is, where do you have Hezek She'ein Nikar? Hezek She'ein Nikar is more of a religious thing. It's a Yiddishkeit thing. Why? Because what are the three... Well, listen, the question that was asked this morning was, there was some very prestigious attorneys here, and they said, in law, is there a concept Hezek She'ein Nikar pata? And the answer was no. That when you do damage, if the damage is in value, even if it's in value, then you have to pay for the value of the damage. That was basically what the response was. So the three cases we had in the Mishnah this morning were Metame, Medame, and Menaseh. Where you went and you took another person's item, and you were Metame it. Or you went and you mixed together Truma and Demai, so you were Medame it, so you decreased the value. The third case was, what was the third case? Was Menaseh. I went and I took the other person's wine, I put it for Avodah Zarah, in an oifen where it becomes not kosher. So Metame, Medame, Menaseh, so far, these three discussions, what's that? Chamesh HaPesach would be a similar discussion, correct, because it's not a tangible issa, it's something which is an intangible issa. But this is a gevaldig svara. The whole concept of these isurim are only toiridige concepts, they're not a tangible concept. So therefore, the Chachamim took whatever positions the Chachamim took on
Hezek
the...
Hezek is tangible.
What's that?
I understand what Hezek is a tangible, you know...
So you hear what he's saying? Rabil is saying that your svara is still a bit shver. Why is your svara still a bit shver? Because how do we understand the svara...
The question is, are Jewish law or English?
We were struggling to get a better understanding of what's pshat, Hezek She'ein Nikar, Loi Shmei Hezek. That was what we were discussing this morning.
But I asked him this question about American law.
No, so American law, it's a good answer, but in Minat Torah, it becomes still a difficult concept to understand. Why Hezek She'ein Nikar, Loi Shmei Hezek? Sof kol sof, Hezek took place. Rabbi said, let's go through the sugya well. We had here two gemaras, which we learned this morning, and I just want to share with you the two gemaras quickly, because we prepared them before the shir, and I want to go straight into the halacha. The Mishnah spoke about three cases, and that was the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel. If you take a look in the Maamar Koimus, you got to start from the back of the booklet. The back of the booklet, the Mishnah spoke about the Metame, the Medame, and the Menaseh. Okay? The Mishnah then asks the question, why do you need to have all three cases? Right? You go to the back, start off from the back of the booklet, and we're going to work our way forward.
Page what?
All the way at the end. All the way at the end. The end. You're going to be looking in the Gemara Nun Beis Amid Beis. That's going to be the first Maamar Mokim. All the way at the end. The Gemara says, go back a couple of pages of Gemara there. Nun Beis Amid Beis. Metame, Medame, Menaseh, B'shogig, is Potter. Okay? So the Gemara, as soon as you turn over the daf, the Gemara says, V'idach, go to the top line, Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. V'idach, the Gemara has a question, why do you need to state all three cases in the Mishnah? Why wasn't one case enough? Once it says that a Hezek She'ein Nikar is a Hezek She'ein Nikar, whatever the halacha with it is, why do you need to have three cases? And for the Gemara, the Ilaman V'idach Knosahu, this is a case of Knas, we can't learn out from a Knas. So therefore, even if you hold Hezek She'ein Nikar is chayiv, Hezek She'ein Nikar is chayiv only in the cases that the Chachamim said you're chayiv. But in the rest of the cases, you can't be mechayiv. Why? Because it's a knas, and knasa mi knasa loy yalfinan. Now, who are the two shitas here? If it's a knas and you learn out or you don't learn out. So let's take a look right in the beginning of the Gemara. Go back one daf. Go back to Nun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara said, Itmar, Menaseh. What is the case of Menaseh? Rav Oma Menaseh Mamish. Rav says, that you mamish go by yadayim and you pour something for avodah zarah. Shmuel ama ma'arev. Shmuel says it means ma'arev. Now, why did Rav say that it's menasech and Shmuel says it's ma'arev? Zok de gemara, my time. Mando ama ma'arev, my tam aloy ama manasech. Amalach manasech come lay with the rabbinine. Manasech is a case of come lay with the rabbinine because you take the wine, you pour it for the avodah zarah. There's a chi of misa, so you're going to be potter anyways. Vaita. And that is the shita of Rav. Zakti Gemara. Next. Lamando ama manasech, the bottom line, which is the shita of Shmuel. My tam aloy ama ma'arev. Amalach. Ma'arev haina medameya, right? Ma'arev is medameya. So therefore, it's the first two cases of the Mishnah. Metame, it says, ha-manaseich ve-ha-medameya. So it's the same case. You don't have to repeat that case. What is Shmuel's argument back? Shmuel's argument is, k'nosehu u'meknose lo yalfinon. So therefore, let's understand the shita of Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the case that the Mishnah tells us that Metame and Medame and Menasech b'shogig potter b'meizet chayiv, those three cases, remember, Hezek Shein and Nikah, you're potter if you did it b'shogig, you're chayiv if you did it b'meizet, those three cases, right? So according to Shmuel, only those three cases. Why only those three cases? Because those three cases are knosis, and therefore even though mixing together kosher wine and not kosher wine, or the case of mixing together truma and demai, it's a very similar case. I took two foods, I mixed them together, and because of this mixture, I went and made your value into a much lesser value. It would seem to be that these two cases are the exact same case. But afal pikein, Rabbi say, what is going to be the halacha in these two cases? Both of these two cases, the halacha is going to be that you can't. You need to specify each case because you can't learn out one from another. And why? Because they're two knossos. Okay.
It's the exact same case.
It is.
How about if you take trade meat and you put it in the cup?
So you're thinking 17 steps in front of us, because I told you, my mechanics here going backwards. So the shear, if you look at the booklet, starts from the end and it goes back to the beginning. The culmination of the shear, which I don't know if I'll get to it, if I don't get to it, you'll take it home and you'll have some nice reading material this afternoon, is a Tshuvas Ksav Soifa. And the Tshuvas Ksav Soifa speaks about a case where a person went and he took a spoon that was not kosher. And with the not kosher spoon, with the not kosher spoon, he went over to another person's pot of soup, and he mixed the other person's soup. So what happened? Let's think about it for a moment. The soup,
a shaygetz.
Yeah, this is clue. We'll talk about the shaygetz shtick shavoy in a second. But the soup is kosher. Now that you took a spoon that was a ben yoimai and it's not bottled b'shishim, so the pot of soup is treif. So the Ksav Soifer goes through line by line this actual discussion. He says, number one, is that considered a Hezek Shein and Nikker? First question. I mean, he speaks about the question on two levels. Actually, there's a Prima Gadam in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll have to come back to this at the end of this year, but I'm just throwing it out because really in this question, you captured what the whole discussion of the shir is. There's two. I'm going to go all the way to the end of the shir. There's a prima gadim that discusses when you put some tarfus into another person's food, and then there is the ksef seifen. This tshuva discusses your case when you took a spoon, not kosher, you mixed another person's pot, and they start to go through every one of these questions. Number one. If you went and you mixed in a different food, which was not kosher, so that would be Hezek Nikker. Very interesting line, the Ksav Soif. I want everybody to hear this line well. He says that even if it was Nikker L'shatoi, even for the moment that the food mixed in, it was Nikker, and that's why it became treif. Now afterwards, if you look at the chont, you know it's not kosher, but you can't find it anymore. It's a big mixture, but since it was Nikker L'shatoi, that's called Hezek Nikker. The Ksav Soif then continues with the case of the ladle or a spoon where there's nothing tangible at all. That's the next case, and there he starts to discuss all of these
questions.
What's that?
Medame.
How's medame so shad?
Because when I put it in,
it's the same item.
Yeah.
It's the same item. How's a nicker? Medame will be wheat and wheat.
Wheat and wheat.
Same.
There's no nikkel l'shatei at all. It's only nikkel l'shatei if it's two different items. Exactly. So by min b'minoi, they start to struggle with the case. That's Iksav Soifa. And Iksav Soifa goes through all the case. And then Iksav Soifa says at the end of the tshuva, he says, wait, I don't know what to do. Because even if I could say that we pass k'nasa, and we'll have to talk about k'nas, because man hazeh, and even if you say it's chayef, but he says, I have a very big problem. Can I go according to Shmuel, who learns Knossa Meknossa Lo Yalfinon, and take the case of Tarfis and compare it to this Mishnah or not? So it's very specific. And I want to tell you why it's so specific, because if you look at the case of the Mishnah itself, the Mishnah says, no, Medame and Menaseh are two different cases, and it's food to food. It's food to food. So it's a very big chiddush. So let's try to get a deeper understanding what's really behind this whole subject. So let's turn over the page.
I love the question.
You know why I love the question? Because I'm going to take the question and go to the opposite side of the spectrum, and I'm going to make you do the work for me, rather than me having to answer this question, because I was struggling with the same question this morning, and the only way I got out of the question was by asking the question the other way. So let's do this the other way. You notice, I pointed this out this morning when we were talking before the shir, that there's a difference between chosh and mishpat, and all the other three chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, right? What's the difference? In the other three chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, a person decides to be a machma, tovei olav bracha. You want to be machma, gizintahet, nobody's going to stop you. In chosh and mishpat, it doesn't work this way. Why doesn't it work this way? There's a concept called kimli. And what does kimli mean?
That
not kimli ramne, kimli. That I have one sheet that it says one way, you have a sheet that it says another way. You're a muchsik, I can't be mitzi momen. Why is that? In chosh and mishpat, just like you need to be makbid, not to damage another person, when you make an award and you take your mitzi momen from Reuven, you give the momen to Shimon, you need to be makbid. You know what you need to be makbid? Not to be oiva on gezela. So you have, it's a very fine balance. You only can award damages if you're 100% certain that you go under the category called a mazik. Now, why did I answer the question from the other end? Now, I'm going to ask you the question. All the Torah says is that a person that's mazik is mechuyif to pay. Now, we need to figure out what was the case that the Torah said is considered mazik. The cases that the Torah spoke about mazik were petzatachas potza, v'noshalai garzen, right? You talk about cases where there are tangible hezekis happening. Now, suddenly the Gemara talks about an intangible hezek. You can't assume that it goes under the category of mazik. Listen, you're going to, Bez Hashem, we'll take the time to go through it, but I would like to take a whole bunch of weeks to go through all these different levels of mazikin. You have mazik, you have garmi, you have groma, you have koichai, koich koichai. You start to go through. If you really break it down into different parts, you'll probably find approximately 12 or 13 different levels of mazik. And as long as you're not certain that it goes into the category of mazik, you cannot be mechayev a person to pay. So the answer to your question is, Hezek Sheinika, you said, is there a pasuk in the Torah that says you potter? I'm asking the question the other way. Is the pasuk in the Torah that says you chayev? You need to find the pasuk in the Torah that says you're a mazik, and I'm not your potter. Okay?
Evaluating something, lowering the value of something is not necessarily a mazik.
That's the discussion. That's a machloikis that we're about to learn in the Gemara. But one second, before I read the machloikis, remember what the Mishnah told us. The Mishnah said that if you are a mezid on Hezek Shein and Nikah, you're chayef.
So,
we'll find out. Wait, machloikis in the Gemara. Machloikis in the Gemara. You're already talking Psak Shulchan Aruch, and it's machloikis Rishon and
Why. But that's with Rabbanan also, correct?
If you do it b'mezid, you're machuyev. For whatever reason. Maybe correct. Both. If you do it b'shogeg, what's the halacha? You're pata. No, what's going to be complicated? All the gray in between. What?
Right?
Yeah.
If you say it's not a knas.
No.
If there's no place in the Torah that says you're chayev, then you can't make this chaluk b'shogeg.
Oh, so what's the pshat? So that's the Gemara is going to address on the next daf. This point. Why is there a chiluk by Hezek Sheinanika of Mezid and Shoigig? Let's take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara is Nun Gimel Amad Aleph. Let's read the Gemara. And it's right in the middle of the daf. Oma Chizkiya tells us. Dva Torah. Okay, right in the middle of the daf. Nun Gimel Amad Aleph. Alright? Oma Chizkiya. Dva Torah Min HaTorah. Echad Shoigig Ve'echad Mezid Chayef. Doesn't matter if you're a Shoigig. It doesn't matter if you're a Mezid, according to the Chizkiya. So, no? You see? Takes your approach.
What, for regular Hezek? For Hezek
Shein and Nikah. Hezek Shein and Nikah. Chayev. My tam heshenik is shmei hezik. We classify that as hezik. Imatam b'shagig pot. What's the reason why b'shagig pot? It's midrabbanon. Kedei shayoydi ihu. The Chachamim came along and says, one second, if I, by mistake, was Matama your Truma, if I'm going to come and tell you what I did because I want to be matzal you from an issa from eating the Truma, so you're going to say, pay. The Chachamim wanted, they felt it was more important for me to come and advise you to watch your neshama than for you to lose a few dollars. So therefore they said, you know what? If you did it b'shagig, even though, like you argued, it's a regular mazik, your pata, a takana of the Chachamim that you shouldn't go and hurt another person's neshama. Okay? Fine.
Even
Mazid,
the
non-afraid
that hurt the neshama. If
a guy can do Mazid. Frank the Gemara. If that's the case, even Mazid. You should. But you did it Mazid now. At least you're bad enough. You made the stuff tame. At least inform him that he shouldn't be over an Issa.
He doesn't care.
So, after the Gemara, Lazika Kamachavana, Dilay Madilay. He's the Chsama Shegetz. He went, and he was matama the other person's food, and he did it b'mezid. So now you think he's worried about it, he's going to oivan issa. But it's a mitzkut samat minishdu tzitin. Again, adam mu'ad la'olam. But the chachamim can come along, according to Chizkia, and make a takana that because of your neshama, even though the person's chayiv, and Rashi points out your point in Chizkia. Rashi says, according to the Chizkia, where it's considered hezik, why you chayiv b'shagig? Because other moodly item. That's exactly what Rashi points out on Shitas Chizkia. Okay. You already in this long tshuvas Ksav Sofer he addresses this point. In the Ksav Sofer he addresses your exact point. It's a very good point. Because technically speaking, the guy comes and he's hoydem mipiatzmoi, and there's a whole bunch of.
If I send you a letter. Then you don't. That's not a main echad, and therefore I.
Why don't you go a step further? There's a whole bunch of tshuvas written, and there's a whole bunch of rishayim on this discussion. If the whole din is a din in knas, so lechayra moide beknas is pata. So if that's the case, why when the guy comes on his own, he tells it to you?
He's not going in
shmei hezik.
So therefore,
it's a gewaldige lomish discussion, but it's premature. In this Ksav Sofer, which is 5 pages long, which I'm throwing it out that you have it, we will not get to this truth that's Hashem today, but it's kedai to read it. He goes through kamat all of these points. Okay? Now, let's see the next shita. Rabbi Yochanan Amano. Devar Torah Echad Shoygev Echad Meizid Potter. And we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hezek Sheinika is Potter. It's Lo Shmei Hezek. Okay? Imatam Omri B'meizid Chayef. So why did the Mishnah tell us, if Minat Torah Hezek Sheinika is Potter, why did the Mishnah tell us that B'meizid is Chayef? Shelo Yehei Kol Echad V'Echad Hoylech Imetama Taharoysev Shel Chaveiroi. But I'm a potter. There's a problem. If Hezek Sheinika is potter, which is the truth, because Hezek Sheinika Lo Shmei Hezek, so I can simply go around every day.
Why would you do that?
The Shlechta mention out there. What do you want? Right, why everybody goes...
We're not going for something like that.
No, fine. You know, there was a fellow who was a very chashva rav. He was sitting already as a dayan for 50 years. So I once met him, and he was learning a gemara, and so he was like had his hand on his head. I said, "No, listen, I'll give you a penny for your thoughts." He says, "I'll tell you something. I had a dentari this morning." I says, "One thing which I finally realized that every hahu gavra in the gemara, I think I've met him already." Yeah, it's a do mensch, all kind of people. What do you want? You want to know why a person would do that? No. Yeah. Because that's schlecht the mensch. Finish. No, let's now focus on the point we need to focus on. Okay? One thing we're coming out from this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hezek Sheinika, Loishmei Hezek. Bemezit, Loishmei Hezek. Bemezit, you're still Chayef. Why are you Chayef Bemezit? Midrabbanon. Right? But it seems to be it's a Knas. And then we have another Machloikis. What's the other Machloikis? If it's Knas, Shmuel says, Knasa miknasa lo yalfinan. So you're stuck with the three specific cases of our Mishnah. Rav says, Knasa miknasa yalfinan, because Rav was going to go and take the case of Manasseh and make it into a different case, because he holds Knasa miknasa yalfinan. Right? That's where we are so far. But what we need to analyze now next, there's a mezid, and there's a shaygig. So if you did it b'mezid, yechayev. You did it b'shaygig, yepata. And how about if it's somewhere in between? What are you? In a lot of cases, you can have an oinus. You can have a korev a shogig, which
grama.
You can have a grama. You can have a gami. You can have a the Rambanak.
Gami doesn't make it better. It's not a chiyuv. If I do be a dying though.
I'm going to humor you for a second. I'm going to humor you for a second. There's the famous Ramban and Dina de Garmi, the Shach and Shin Pei Vav. We once learned that Shach together, the long Shach on Garmi. The first question that the Ramban asks is, not the first question, into the piece, he says, why isn't every Hezek Shein Nika a case of Garmi? He's actually bothered by that question. You're right. Garmi should be... Tosfos learns like you. Tosfos asks Akasha that... Tosfos says it's irrelevant because even if you're a mazik mamish, it's hezek shein nika. Tosfos learns it your way, okay? But I'm asking a different question. There's a lot of room in between a shogeg and a mezid. And what's going to happen with all those in between cases?
What does the Torah say about
those? Huh? Torah says nothing about
the
subject. Reb Hillel, if the Torah would have spoken about the subject, we wouldn't have a sugya today.
No, but it's about a regular case of hezek.
This is not a regular case. This is a case of hezek shein nika.
You're talking about the knas. If you hold knasim,
like Shmuel, okay, yeah.
So even Rav could hold that if it's not mamish amazing,
no,
then you don't learn out. Right. I mean, it's different.
But you have a problem. I'm going to show you a Tosfos now that says differently. I want to show you a Tosfos on the daf that says that mazid and shogig. No, perhaps it says your way. One second, I'm sorry. No, I'm going to go your way. But one second, let me. No, faket. Let's learn the Tosfos together. And let's define what's called mezid, what's called shogeg. Okay? Tosfos. I'll show you machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, how to understand the subject. Tosfos. Shelo yehei kol echad ve'echad. Nun gimel amar aleph, on the left side, Tosfos es akasha. Hikshe harav efray. Ho dat nam beperik. At kama, mesech des bechayres. Don es adon. Timei es ator. Masha osi osi v'yishalami beisai. Famous case in the Gemara, you have a dayan, right? A dayan that you ask him a question. So what happens? They come to him with a shayla. Is this item tamei or is this item tahor? That's the question they ask him. So in order for the dayan to prove his point, you know what he does? He says tamei, and he quickly takes the item and he throws it into the trash can with everything else which is tamei, right? This is what the dayan does. So Masha Osi, it was really Torah at the end. So Masha Osi, V'yishalmi Beisai.
What does it mean, Masha Osi?
What he did was done.
Because what he did,
can't
he
undo it. He made a mistake.
Isn't it in Torah where you gave it to the other guy, you could say Masha Osi. But you don't say it in where he threw it out.
Yes, he threw it, he put it in the waste bin with all the other tomatoes. So, and now, therefore, he has to pay. The dying has to pay. One second. The dying did his b'meizah, the dying did b'shagik. B'shagik. So that's Tosfos kasha.
It has a knicker.
No, what's knicker? You take.
You went to the trash can.
Pull it out.
I don't even have it.
Pull it out. Take a look at it. I take it. What's the difference if
you pull it out? I mean, it's
no, you pull it out, and now it's not touching the mouse anymore, the dead mouse, and now it's kosher. So why can't you have it? Right? It's a classic hezek shein nika. Why is it different in the case in the Mishnah? Were you metame tarois of shachaveri? This is the case. Okay, so you have a
paskin. He can't change the psak. That you tell.
Again, he paskined, and he was metama it as he paskined. If he would have reminded himself before he threw it into the waste basket, it would have been fine. But he didn't.
Did he realize he was wrong? That he paskined wrong?
Then he realized he made a mistake.
Okay, so take it out of the trash.
And now it's tummy. It's tummy. You can't salvage it because now it's tummy because he went and he made it tummy. He was metama it. He confirmed his psak b'yadayim. That's what he did. You hear, Rebbe? You hear? You do. He confirmed the psak by yadayim. He took the psak and he confirmed it. There's no way to argue with the psak anymore because he went and he was matamit on the way up. But if you're matamit something, b'shogeg yipot lefreik tosfos, how come in this case the dayan's chayiv? Okay?
He should have known the halacha.
Come on, listen to every word in Tosfos because he discussed a lot of our discussions here. According to the Man D'Amar like Rami that holds Dina de Gami Nicha, it works. Okay? Gami is a separate shiur. Let's not go into that. If you learn and say Hilchas Gami, so there is Shoygoti Mezit. Avlamanda Moika Filika Rabbonon. Even Nogabuhu Sheretz. Right? But if you learn, it goes according to the Rabbanan. And the case was that you touched the sheretz to it. So Taisa says a gevaldige chiddush. According to Chizkiah, it's very geschmack. Because Chizkiah says, why you putta? when you're a shaygik, because we want that you should be nice enough to inform him. Here, oy did you inform him. You told him it was tamei. You touched the tamei with it, so now ready. So you don't have the p'tur of kadesh yodiil. Okay, v'tiritz d'hasim pasha. Okay, but if you learn according to Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan holds that d'vat Torah you're going to be pata, and they were only mechayev you when you did it b'mezit. So l'chayev, this is a case of shayig. Why would they mechayev you? V'tiritz d'hasim pasha. The ma hoyeloy l'tim oisa kedei lahachsik devarav. V'have kemoy mezit d'hacha. So Taisus comes up with a gevaldik pshat. You're the dayan, you're the rav. They ask you a shayla. Say your answer. You have to go afterwards, be a dayan and confirm and show you're right. Huh? Yeah? What do you have to do that for? That action of being matamait to prove your point is considered amazed. Right? So you can't be too proactive as a paisik. Yeah? You have to. You say your answer.
Maybe you want to. Who's going to want to pass you?
Right? That's what Tais is saying. Tais is saying the fact that he went that extra step.
It's very jumpy.
Should we laugh? But it's a very big chiddush. Why is it a very big chiddush? Because remember, if you learn the Gemara, especially if you learn that Minat Torah he's pata, and he's only chayiv, k'dei shelo yehe kol echad, metamet, harois of shel chaveroi. So to say, because he was a little jumpy, so he was in a good mood, it was jumpy, he threw it out, but you didn't thank him for his time.
If another guy
it's amazing. It's amazing, ishmachit.
If another guy did it, would he be chayiv?
I don't think so. Because the other guy is definitely a shoygig.
Unless he told
the other guy listened to the rabbi, he was a shoygig.
But the other guy didn't have to touch it and make it tummy.
But he listened to his
psak. What did he do wrong? Exactly. The other guy's
not. He also listened to the psak. He knows.
No, but he made the psak and he's a rope psak.
They'll always be concerned. Why should I take a responsibility?
You're 100% right. One of the protections in Simon Chafei and Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat, why Dayanim that make a mistake are potter if they are experts, that's what it says. If they become bikiyim and they have, that was one of the reasons why they gave smicha. If they're considered a baki, they're potter. The exception to the rule is when nasav anasim biyad, when he effectuates the psak with his own hands. That's the exception to the rule. So the jumpiness is something which is not necessary. You have to give a ruling and you have to stop there. You can't, you shouldn't push. But it's
signing off, it's the same thing. You sign off on a document that this is the psak. That's it. I mean, then you go to a court or whatever.
Again, you sign off. You still give the person to come back to clarify. There's still a halacha that if there's new evidence, you take that into account. You can possibly reverse it, but by nailing the lid onto the coffin, by going and throwing it away, that's something which Tosis says considered amazing.
The other way around.
What's that?
How can you prove it back after that? It's not amen.
You mean al tzchachem shahira? You're saying al tzchachem shahira once he paskined? No, is the issue? Is it become? There's a whole discussion shachan aruch. He has a very geshmaka point which is being mentioned here. There's a whole discussion shachan aruch that becomes an issue of shavya anaf shechatuchad yisira, and that if one rav paskined, you're not allowed to go to another rav to reverse it. But if the rav himself will say that he made a mistake, then it will go back with pashtus. No, it's only because.
He can't reverse it. He can have an amasla.
We can be new information that was brought to his attention. It's possible to reverse. You're right that you can't take him out of the picture and go to the next person, but technically.
Shavinashi,
yeah, it's brought down that once you went to Rav and Asa.
I didn't say
you go and you ask, you're listening. Come on, that's not the. Oh, let's not go into that discussion today. That's for another day. Let's land on Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, come. There's a very geshmaki sigit. The Rambam says, I want to read you a line here in the Rambam. And the Rambam I went through last night. It's not in the Mar Mekoyim. I'm going to read it to you bal peh. Okay? Hamazik mom chaveri hezik sheri nika. The Rambam says, if you mazik mom chaveri with a hezik sheri nika, hoi v'loi nishtan adav v'loi nivsid tziroso harei zeh potam enat hashlumim din Torah. Okay, if it doesn't change and the tzur doesn't change, minatayr yipata. Avol medivri soifrim amri hoyel vehifchis demayin harei zechayv v'mishal mashifchis medemayin. The Rambam says, but midrabbanan Once you devalued something, you have to pay.
Zaktim, don't kill it between Shaykh and Mason.
So far not. So far. Let's go weiter. We're about to get to that. Wait to show you again, Major. And the reason I'm actually reading the Rambam is because you'll see the Rambam learns Shogeg Meidze different than this Tosfos does, and the Raavad has a whole issue, and the Magen Mishnah has a third issue, so let's take a look at it. Ketzad. Harei shetima oichan shel chaveroi, if I went and I was medame your food, the Rambam says, oish adima loy peiris, or I went and I was medame your fruit, okay, or irv loy tipis yayin, or what did I do, I mixed in wine, yayin nesach b'toich yayinoi, sharei osa olav hakoil v'chein kol ki yoytze b'zeh. Okay, fine. V'dovaze, this halacha zokta Rambam, knas hi shekonsi chachamim. This is a knas min chachamim. Passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Kedei shelo yekalechad min hamashchisim. Right? Oh, the mashchisim. He calls it. You want to know why? The Rambam says they're mashchisim. Okay. Hoylechem etamet harei shechavei v'oyim potani. Lefichach im meizeh shehizik hezik she'ena nika. Amam says, since this is only a knas, but the knas is specific to punish the shgotzim, let's say he dies, ein goyven hanezek min achasav. You can't come after his children for the money. Huh? Can't come after the estate. Who remembers an exception? Where could you go after the estate, even for cases of knas, possibly? By a mosir, right? Remember Shin Peches, he had a whole discussion. There we can go through it at a different time. There you have damages, you can go after the estate. Shalai kanzi chom elozeh she'ova v'hizik. Aval ha'yoyrish shalai osa klum loy kanzihu. Very interesting. A lot of poskim say, even if the father was Amad Badin and there was a psak bezin. It's a very big chiddush. Not just to go after the estate generally, because it was a specific punishment for the person that did it. L'chvod Aviv is something which is not a chiyuv. That's an option. That's an option already. Option. V'chein ha'mazik hezik she'ena nika b'shkoga oy b'oynes potan. Now the Rambam continues, and the Rambam adds a few words. If your mazik hezik she'ena nika b'shkoga or b'oynes potan, okay, she'loi konsi ela ha'mischavin lahazik midatoy. Yeah, the Rambam says that knas only refers to a mischavin to be mazik midatoy. Fine. Akayhanim Shapoglias Azevich Bemezit Chayovim. The Kayhanim that I'm Dr. Rambam that I'm Fagel Ezevach, if they did it Bemezit, they're Chayov. Beshoigik, Peturim. Beshoigik, they're Potter. Vechain, Hoise Malocha Beporas Chatas. If you do Malocha with Poras Chatas, okay, you have Kom Chatas, the May Chatas is not allowed to have Loyola Oil, you can't do Malocha with it, and if you do it, becomes Puzzle. Even mechatas b'mezid chayev l'shalem b'shoigik potah. Okay, so the Rambam is pretty clear. B'mezid yechayev b'shoigik b'oynis yepotah, and it has to be nischaven lahazik kaihanim that are mefagel korban b'mezid are chayev b'shoigik depotah oisem alocha b'poras chatas and mechatas is chayev l'shalem b'shoigik potah. Zok the Raavad on this Rambam. Omer Avram. Okay, this is a shibish. This is a mistake in the Rambam that a koyin that was mefagel b'mezit is chayif. Shafilo osa maise begufon. Even if you did a maise beguf, l'man de oma hezik sheina nika loishmei hezik potem medini adam afilo b'mezit v'kaim elon kevose mishim de ein meschaven lahazik. Right? Ella lahana also he mischaven. Mishin hacha loikansi by mezit. The Raavad is asking on the Rambam. He says, let's understand the case well. Okay, now it's just very important to hear the way, you heard the way he formulated the question? I'll read it again. The only thing here, you should really have the Raavad in front of you to hear this well. He says, by a case of a koyin, who b'mezid, who goes b'mezid, and he's mefagel a korban, right? If you hold hezik sheina nika loishmei hezik potem dinei adam, even b'mezid, v'tana de milsa, why? Mishim de'ein mischaven lahazik, ela lahana osay hu mischaven, mishim hocha loikonsi by mezid. Okay. What is mezid? What is mazit? That he has a purpose. What's the purpose?
To hurt the guy.
What's that?
He said anah, but he's anah, he's mazik anyway.
He's mechavim to hurt this guy, right?
They want to put
pre-planned.
Pre-planned. Mechavim. No, and a koyin that's mefagel. Why is the Rambam? Why does the Ravid have a problem with the Rambam on a koyin that's mefagel b'mezit? What is the problem?
You're giving him an out.
No, he has a machshava b'mezit, right?
What's machshava?
Okay. Let me read you for a moment. He's amazed. But the Ravid threw in an extra line. The Ravid's line is that there's a difference between bemezid and the difference between bemezid when you were mischaven for your own hana. That's what the Ravid threw in here.
What is pigle again?
Pigle means that I have a carbon, it's a zevach, and I was a chatas, and I was a mechaven for a different carbon.
Why?
Bemezid.
Why?
Because you're a bad person.
Okay, so why are you giving him an out?
What's that?
You're giving him an out. I'm amazed this way, I'm amazed
that
way.
Why is it different?
Why is it lanasai? If you want to eat it, it's one thing, but why is it lanasai if you don't have
the second case is lanasai. Listen to what the Rav is doing. The Rav says that there are two cases. There's one case here in the Rambam of Ha'oise Melacha B'Poras Chatos, even May Chatos, B'Mezid, Chayev L'Shalom B'Shogik Pata. That case already is Lahana Osai.
He did a
ma'isa
there.
Let's understand. You take oisim locha b'mechatas. You have water. Who does the water belong to? Kavim chatas. I take the water and I use it for my personal use, right? So what does the Rambam say? Chayv l'shalom. Why? Because nischaven lahana osoy. Okay.
He doesn't use it for prison. He just says he doesn't use it. Maybe he gave it to someone. He's put water's gone. Who knows what it is? Put in the garbage. Let's say use it for himself.
Let's read the Magen Mishnah. I'll get back. I'm slowly introducing you to the point. Perhaps we're going to come back next week and get a better understanding of the Rambam. But the point which you see here, a chilek, I'll read the Magen Mishnah and then we'll just summarize the point because it's getting a little bit late. The Magen Mishnah says, what's that? Just give me, no, Milan Pigel is too dull. We'll explain that separately. Give me a moment here. Let me read the Magad Mishnah. Be'em es sugis ha-gemora b'pashtis kidvorov. He says, the gab aplikta the hezik chenanika ish mehezik iloi om ha-hasa masra b'loz ha-oysam lachav mechatz v'parz chatzis medin odam is potni ram v'chayv din ha-shamayim v'yom at hezik chenanika ish mehezik, right? Ne'im alei okay, l'chayv imitoich kishizi omri ki amrin pot b'pora כגון שכניסו לרפקה. ואילו מאדם הזק שהעניקה לב שמי הזק, יפרייס כפש ששעה באסיה. ישלוי משרבני זל סויבה. Let's understand here. He explains the Rambam. דהכה קימת איקריס, אף אגב דסעב דליבו למאדם הזק, ותאמה משם דסוירי לידיה דנדב מוצאים למימה, אמי לי קונסי בורי הבונן, כי היכה דקונסי מתאמה חבר, אלא דלוי אומה, והר בכמוי. Okay, so here it is. Okay. אימא שכוסף הרמב״ם לחלק בין זי למתאמה וחברוב, משם דהוכה לנה עושה מסחבן, אותי מתאמה ואינך יהבה בו הנו ממפטרי, זה נראה לי שהכריח לרב זל, אבל הרמב״ן זל דאטה כדס הרייבד. So just in short, I'm just going to throw out in short what the Ravid is trying to say. The Ravid is trying to say that even though we have a concept that when a person takes another person's object and he's metame it b'mezid yuchayev. Why yuchayev b'mezid? Because even though you potter, kadei shelo yehei kol echad hoylech im metame something of his friend, but when you had a personal incentive of why you did it, that's already not called a mezid. That is the chiddush that the Ravid says.
What's it called?
Hoysa melocha b'poras chatos. That's the exact case. So the Ravid is going to want to disagree with that one case. I'll get back to it, Bez Hashem. We'll go back to the specific case. But just to throw out, just to have an understanding where this is going. According to this, we have to discuss, if you take a matam another person's food, what would be the halacha? According to this, we have to understand, if you made another person's food not kosher, what would be the story? And the truth is, this really leads us into the next discussion. In Simon Shinpei Beis, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion. If I went and I stole a mitzvah from another person, so we all know that if you steal a mitzvah from another person, how much do you have to pay? 10 zehuvim. The Gemara only says it by one specific mitzvah. There's a story, somebody went and did kisi hadam on behalf of another person. So what happened? So he had to pay. Rabbi said, why do you have to pay? Isn't that a hezek shein nikah?
It is nikah.
Stealing a mitzvah is more nikah than being metam another person's item. It's a knas. Okay. And then, which leads you to the next question. Today we don't accept knas.
Not a monetary loss.
But if we don't collect knas bizman hazeh, how come is that this... Yeah, dalvei we don't collect bizman hazeh. Kefil you don't collect bizman hazeh. How come this knas made it into Shulchan Aruch? Okay? So good. We'll summarize and move on, Bezat Hashem, next week, Bezat Hashem. What?
Let the
year. No, shit. No,